This is 1320 WILS. It is Friday. Another piece of water news. Governor Snyder today signing legislation to require water authorities to notify customers within just 72 hours when there's lead action levels that are exceeded. The sponsor of the bill, who was there today in Flint, Sheldon Neely, state representative from Flint. Sheldon, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, what kind of a reception did Governor Snyder get in Flint today?
Well, you know, it was a select audience that was there in Flint today, but we wanted to put a good diverse group of individuals, representatives from the city council, as well as the county commission and other legislators and members of the clergy were there. But, you know, he came to do something good today, so he was received pretty well.
Okay. Now, what is it that your legislation does compared to where what we have in place before you you put this on the table?
Well, with the Safe Water Drinking Act, Tier 2 violations gave the state and or the municipality up to 30 days to advise residents of that contaminant. 30 days is a long time to be drinking something that's not conducive to the good health of the public. So what this legislation does is take that 30 days and reduces it down to 3 days, making it mandatory for the governmental entity for safe water drinking to notify the public of a toxicity in their water.
Within 72 hours, if they don't do that, what happens?
Well, it's a violation of law, and then the letter of the law should take a hold, and they'll be in violation of that law, and they'll be penalized criminally.
Now, U.S. Representative Dan Kildee, also from Flint, he criticized the governor. He says he should have signed this bill a long time ago. He says the inactivity showed, quote, no sense of urgency when it comes to helping Flint families recover from the ongoing water crisis. Is he right?
Well, you know, Dan has been a great champion in elected capacity for many, many years in the Genesee County area where this tragedy has unfolded. So he is very protective of this community. He has been a lion for this community, to protect this community. And so, you know, it's always good to have a big brother like Dan Kildee, you know, advocating for the things that happen in this community.
Okay, so do you disagree? Do you feel the governor is moving at the right pace at this point?
Well, you know, the current law says when a bill hits the governor's desk, he has 2 weeks to sign the bill. This bill arrived in a bundle because this is going through a lame duck period, so it was quite a few bills that the governor had to work his way through. So I was very happy today that House Bill 5120 is no longer a bill, but it is a law now. He has signed it, and we're beyond that. So this strengthens water quality not only in the city of Flint, but in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, it affects every person that drinks water in Michigan. In fact, did you talk to him about anything to do with Flint today privately?
Well, we had a dialogue talking about moving forward, because right now we do have to have taken some progressive steps to try to move forward, because, you know, the indictments and all those other things and the complaining and about justifiably complaints about water quality. But we need to get to the next step. Mm-hmm. We cannot continue to live on bottled water, so we need to try to figure out ways to get to that next step.
So is there anything you asked from him specifically?
Well, the one ask that I asked today was for him to sign that bill, and he did that, and there's going to be many more asks in the future as it relates to trying to improve water quality in the state of Michigan. Uh-huh. As a legislator, I produce laws, and laws to safeguard Michiganders, not only in the city of Flint, but the full state of Michigan, and we will continue to push that package of bills that did not make it through in the last session, so we will reactivate those and push them forward, and I'm sure that I have a commitment from the governor that he's going to be a partner in this movement of these bills to protect our water.
So are you satisfied with how the governor is dealing with the Flint water issue as of today?
For today's activities, I'm very satisfied. You know, there are many things and many different moving parts to this. But for today's activities, as it relates to signing this bill into law, I'm very satisfied on that. And we're going to keep looking for those areas of like thinking that we can move forward together versus moving apart. The residents of the city of Flint and the state of Michigan deserves action, and that's what my frame of mind is, taking aggressive action, making sure that this tragedy doesn't unfold anywhere else in the state of Michigan, and rectify the quality of life for residents of, inside the city of Flint.
State Representative Sheldon Neely of Flint, today the governor signing his bill, gives water authorities just 72 hours to notify customers of any lead action levels when they're exceeded. Sheldon, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Well, thank you for having me.